At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The United Kingdom, headlines dominating the news about the economy. UK economy will have slowest growth in G7 next year. Why this matters is that the United Kingdom is without a leader right now. And in wartime, recovering from the pandemic, the United Kingdom is undergoing a very complicated process to choose a new prime minister. The debates are underway between the foreign minister, Liz Truss, and the previous chancellor, Rishi Sunak. The debates reveal what is controversial in the United Kingdom about growth. The IMF says there's not going to be much of it next year. What is to be done? I welcome Mary Kissel, an executive vice president at Stevens Incorporated and former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, to comment first on the Tory Conservative Party leadership contest in the United Kingdom, and then to connect that to the European crisis of the Russians' shakedown. That's what it would be called, a protection racket. The Kremlin now announcing that it will continue to reduce energy supplies to Europe as long as Europe participates in resisting Russian aggression in Ukraine. We begin, however, with Liz Truss, Rishi Sunak, and the race for PM. Mary, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Early on in the questions about Boris Johnson's leadership, this is long before it was understood that he would resign. In fact, it was understood that he would survive. He kept remaking his cabinet. One of the decisions he made was to elevate a junior cabinet member, Liz Truss, to be foreign minister, replacing Dominic Raab. At the time, you remarked that you thought this was a good decision. Liz Truss, since then, the war in Ukraine, has been a strong voice in defense of liberty and opposing the Kremlin. I believe early on in the contest, she said that Vladimir Putin must lose. Very clear. Rishi Sunak, a very well-educated man, married to a prominent family, Rishi Sunak has been Chancellor of the Exchequer, what we would call the Secretary of the Treasury, a very critical post for Britain and for the United States. In this contest right now between Truss and Sunak, what we're told, according to the headlines, has to do with tax rates. You were recently in London, Mary. Are tax rates much in the news there? Do they talk about cutting taxes in the way that Ronald Reagan did or that Margaret Thatcher did in the 20th century? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, Britain is in economic distress. As you pointed out, it's one of the worst performing economies in the OECD, and the inflationary pressures are mounting. So the condition of the economy writ large is obviously front and center in the debate for who's going to be the next party leader, Tory party leader. The good news is that the Conservatives actually have a choice here, whereas they really haven't since Margaret Thatcher stepped down so many years ago. Ever since Thatcher left the scene, the Tories have been drifting to the left, and there's been fewer and fewer differences, at least on economic policy terms, between them and the Labour Party. Well, now that's changed. They squandered the opportunities that they had with Brexit to liberate the British economy from mountains of red tape and onerous taxes. And now Liz Truss, the former or current foreign secretary, stood up in the debate last night and said, we need to grow. And we need to return to the principles that made Britain such a dynamic economy and that lifted all boats. In contrast, Rishi Sunak, the former chancellor, sounded an awful lot like U.S. Democrats today, where he said, actually, no, we can't afford to cut taxes. We have to balance the books. Well, the problem with that argument is that government only goes in one direction. It grows. And so if you say we're just going to wait until the books are balanced, effectively what you're saying is you voters just have to take the pain. The economy, you know, has to shrink. We have to raise your taxes. and get all this money in for government, and then maybe we'll think about creating an environment where, you know, your business can thrive and you can afford a, you know, a better future and a better education for yourself and your kids. It's absolutely backward thinking. And the interesting thing is that Tory voters seem to get this. I was looking over the polls, John, and one poll put Truss at 47% and Sunak at 38%. That's a pretty commanding lead, even with a margin of error. But the YouGov poll was even more interesting. It surveyed voters and asked who was more in touch. Truss 63%, Sunak 19%. That's a huge gap. YouGov also surveyed likability. Truss 54%, Sunak 35%. So I think what's emerging here is that the Tory members who are going to vote between the two realize that not only does Truss seem to understand their plight better, but she has a better formula to drag the economy out of this mess that it's in and allow people to exercise those animal spirits, to liberate them from Brussels and to actually get Britain going again. And I think that's a very good sign.
A quote from the former Chancellor Rishi Sunak that Ms. Truss's plan, he says, is short-term sugar rush of unfunded tax cuts followed by the crash of higher prices and higher mortgage rates. Now, that would be an unhappy ending, but that's where we are right now, Mary. Now, this is the Conservative Party. In other words, they're speaking to people who are disposed towards tax cuts, disposed towards smaller government. There is a general economy, however, listening to this, and we can expect there to be a general election not needed in, for several years, but that would be a good endorsement if Liz Truss is successful. Your visit is what I have to call upon, Mary. Do you believe the British public right now accepts the fact that tax cuts are needed for their livelihood, their costs and their future and their mortgage rates? And at the same time, Labour Party has yet to show itself as repaired from the damage done by Jeremy Corbyn. How do you measure this contest, Truss cutting taxes in the face of Labour, not Rishi Sunak, but Labour?
Well, it wasn't so long ago that you had a Labour Prime Minister in Tony Blair who was pro-market and pro-investment and who was basically on the center left. And so I don't think it's right to say that only British conservatives would support easing the tax burden. I think there are still some Labourites out there who do. And it was interesting, actually, overnight, John, to see Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, suggest that the party would move away from its pledge to nationalize industry. I think it shows that they're sensitive to the economic squeeze on many Brits right now. But remember, too, it's a bit paternalistic to say, gosh, you know, government will deign to give you your hard-earned money back and maybe, you know, that'll ease your burden. No, I think what was interesting about what Truss said last night is that it was a more positive vision. It said, we believe in you. To innovate and to invest and to create jobs because we've seen you do it before. And so it's not just about reducing the tax burden and giving your money back to you. It's creating an environment. For instance, she talked about free trade zones where, you know, you could have, certain kinds of industries come in and, relieve their tax burden with the hope that they would create jobs and therefore, lift the fortunes of some of the areas that are not London. In fact, she talked a lot about that. She said, you know, our policies and regulations today favor London and they shouldn't. That's been a problem, I think, of both political parties in Britain. London is the center of the universe, but you know what? It's a bigger country than that. And I think Truss is right to try to appeal to people in some of these smaller industrial towns and appeal to them in a different way that Boris did. When Boris talked about, quote unquote, leveling up, which was a campaign theme, he essentially meant Rishi, the chancellor, is going to tax and then redistribute the money to you to buy your votes. That's not what Truss is saying. She's saying, yeah, we want people to be able to rise. But we need to do that by, you know, providing better public education, by, you know, keeping internationally competitive on our tax rates. She cited Ireland, right across the water there. That's very, very important. And it's interesting to see the difference. And it's encouraging, actually, to see that conservatives will have an actual choice this time around between two distinct policy platforms.
There's trouble on the mainland in Europe, and we're going to turn to that next. Mary Kissel, the executive vice president of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. First to Europe trouble, and then to Asia trouble. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.